Okay, so ready to get started on our deep dive today.
Absolutely. Let's dive in.
Okay. All right. So today we're looking at a really interesting short story, A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Yes. A fascinating piece.
And we're going to look at some of the different themes in there, kind of really unpack it,
Yeah, peel back the
peel
layers.
back the layers. Yeah. All the good stuff you might not get on a first read or a second read or even a 10th read.
Well, hopefully we can illuminate some things. I mean, there's so much to unpack.
There is, like, miracle versus mundane, cruelty versus wonder, what it means to be other. So let's start off. I guess the story starts off with this incredibly vivid setting, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right from the beginning, you're just thrown into this world. It's a small coastal town. It's been raining for days.
And there are dead crabs everywhere.
Yeah, the air is thick. You can almost smell it. The smell of the dead crabs. You can really feel the humidity.
Almost like you're there.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not your typical angel arrival scene.
No, not at all. I mean, usually when you think of angels, you think of something very ethereal and light and airy.
Yeah, some heavenly chorus welcoming them.
Exactly. But here we're given this very sort of grounded, almost oppressive atmosphere.
And then this creature, I guess, crashes into their
This
lap.
literally crashes.
Literally crashes, and he is not what anyone is expecting.
No, not at all. I mean, he's old.
He's weak.
He's covered in mud. I mean, you almost feel bad for the guy.
His wings are kind of more like molting mess than magnificent.
Right. I mean, it's such a brilliant subversion of our expectations because when you hear the title, A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings, you immediately have this image in your mind of what that might look
You
like.
think like majestic,
Yeah.
glorious, you know?
Exactly. Something almost divine. But then Marquez presents us with this figure who's completely the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, I pictured like a shining figure, like maybe with a halo, like you see in those Renaissance paintings. And instead, we get this almost pitiful figure.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really interesting way to kind of make us confront this idea that, the divine might not always appear the way that we think it should.
Yeah, it's more complex than that.
Yeah.
So, how do you think that, I guess that kind of really impacts how the townspeople treat him, from the get-go? I mean, how do they initially react?
Well, it's really interesting because, first there's the fear.
Oh,
Right?
right there.
Because he's something unknown, he's something other. And, humans, we tend to fear what we don't understand.
Fear the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. And then as they start to kind of get used to his presence, that fear gives way to curiosity. And eventually it turns into this kind of almost exploitative relationship.
Yeah, they really capitalize on him, don't they? I mean, they put him in chicken coop, start charging admission, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's
Oh.
really a stark commentary on, human nature, I think.
So I guess, he's not what they expected. He doesn't fit their preconceived notions of an angel.
And I think because of that, they struggle to reconcile his appearance with the idea that he could actually be, a divine being.
Right, so they kind of turn him into what they want him to be.
Yeah. I mean, they want a spectacle.
Right, not some frail old man with, molting wings.
Yeah.
So what about Father Gonzaga?
Oh, Father Gonzaga, he's a very interesting character, I think.
He is. I mean, he's a man of faith, right? You would think that he would be the one to instantly recognize the old man for who he is.
You would think so.
But even he seems to doubt. I mean, what's going on there?
Well, I think his struggle is actually incredibly human, He's trying to reconcile this being in front of him with everything he's been taught, with all the doctrine of the church.
All the dogma.
Exactly. And he does all these tests. Like, for example, he tries to speak to the old man in Latin.
Right. And the old man doesn't respond.
Of course not. I mean, why would he?
So does that negate his potential divinity?
Well, that's the question that Father Gonzaga grapples with, and I think it's a question that we as readers are meant to grapple with as well. Like, what are the limitations of our own understanding? Are we limited by our preconceptions?
Like, are we trying to fit the extraordinary into these neat little boxes that make sense to us? Because we're uncomfortable with the unknown.
Exactly. And then just when you think things can't get more complicated, enter the Spider Woman.
Right. Now, she's a very different kind of other, isn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, unlike the old man, her story is very clear-cut. It's easy to understand. She's a sinner who's been punished. It's a simple moral narrative.
And the townspeople, they flock to her. It's like they can't get enough of her.
Right. And I think it's because she offers them a sense of certainty, a sense of order. Her story reaffirms their worldview, whereas the old man, he defies easy categorization.
Yeah, he makes them think question their assumptions about everything.
And that can be very uncomfortable, I think. Maybe that's why they ultimately reject him in favor of a more comfortable narrative.
It's like they're afraid of what they don't understand. Is that what Marquez is saying, do you think?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, the Spider-Woman allows them to stay within the confines of their existing beliefs, whereas the old man, he forces them to confront the limitations of those beliefs. He forces them to confront the unknown.
Which can be scary. So what about the old man? I mean, he's neglected, even abused, and yet eventually he heals and flies away. How do you read that ending?
It's a really powerful ending, I think. Despite all the cruelty he endures, he ultimately transcends his earthly confines. He's able to break free.
So it's hopeful.
I think there's an element of hope there, yes. But it's also bittersweet, right? Because it reminds us that sometimes true freedom requires us to leave certain things behind, to leave behind the people and the places that hold us back.
It's really a story that stays with you, and it leaves you with so many questions, you know? Yeah. Like, if we encountered something that completely challenged our understanding of the world, how would we react?
Right. Would we react with fear or with wonder?
Would we try to exploit it?
Or would we try to understand it?
Would we help it?
I think it makes you really question how you measure up.
Yeah, like how would you measure up against the people in that town, you know?
Yeah, it's a mirror. It's holding up a mirror to human nature.
And you know, we've really only just scratched the surface here.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, a very old man with enormous wings is such a rich story with so many layers, so many different interpretations.
And it's so beautifully written. The language is just incredible.
It is. So if you haven't already, I definitely recommend checking out the full story. It's not very long, but it really packs a punch.
Yeah, you'll be thinking about it for days after you read it.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
And who knows, you might be surprised by what you discover. So until next time, keep diving.
Happy reading.
Huh.